My question is
you know
about
the meaning of Sharif?
No, sir.
Not yet?
Oh. No.
Come on, I'll turn to that later when I talk to your husband. Huh?
Okay. Well, my question is about cousins' marriage. Yeah. Well, there are people who are against cousin marriage.
Okay.
But even Muslims and doctors approve of this.
But why are they against?
Well, I don't know. I just want you to comment
you
on
see,
that.
No. Comment you may freely, but if you don't know, then it's a different question altogether. The fact is that we in India and Pakistan and all in the whole of Arab world and Indonesia and Malaysia, etc., we have been having free marriages and marriages which are promoted by the society within the families, cousins, etc., etc., and we don't find fault at all, any fault, any problem with that. In fact, we, by doing that, we resolve many problems. In Islam, there is segregation of sexes so that the human society is kept under discipline. And no free license is given to any man to, you know, look at women of which he has no license from God, you know. So this promiscuous society is strongly suppressed and condemned by Islam. Because otherwise it leads to all the problems like you are suffering nowadays from AIDS and other punishments from Allah and broken homes and all that. I don't want to develop it further, but you should understand immediately that this free mixing is forbidden in Islam, and the reason why it is forbidden is apparent now. Now, in such a society, it is difficult to find matching people outside the family in areas where you do not know. And if you do not have any datings, if you have no occasion to meet and judge each other, how would you be able to find the right match? And even if you are permitted to date, you will not find the right match. You are likely to be led into the wrong match, like it happens here. Anyway, that is not a solution, but a difficulty, of course, for Muslim parents to find suitable matches for their daughters, at least. Now, this is answered to a large degree when families grow to a larger family group, like Kahlons are in Sierra Leone, and they intermix with each other, and they know each other. When there is no outside, pursuit of cheap player, then one always turns back to the family for peace. If the pull from the outside is greater, then the families are broken. But in Islam, it is the whole Islamic teaching, social concept, which helps this and which interrelates one issue with the other. So in Islamic system of society, families are not only protected, but they keep on enlarging. And social gatherings are within the family circles and not outside. So as a result, right from the childhood, the boys and the girls know each other even before they come to maturity. And there is a natural affinity, a law of natural affinity which works. And many a time you notice that the boys and girls who are that high only, they already are attracted towards the other member of the sex, and not on the basis of sexual differences, but just on the basis of natural affinity. And matchmakings are done far before, much before the time of their maturity. This is misunderstood by the Western people, and they think that we marry people, girls and boys, much before they're coming to puberty. It's false. What we do is that we know that they naturally fall together. So let them secure each other. And the actual marriage takes place much later. So among the family units, the marriages have found to be extremely successful. And there is less percentage of broken homes and families in Islam, in where this system works, than anywhere else in the world.